baby, okay. I got your number on my speed dial, baby, okay. If you no pick up, I go read that, baby, okay. My whole life changed since I met you, baby, okay. Truly, your priceless like a virtue. The way that she dance, I they feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, I they feel I'm back. Why you they do me like that? The way that she dance, I they feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, I they feel I'm back. Why you they do me like that? I give up the world for you. Man like me will never think twice. I give up for you.
A.M. to P.M. to the green lights. Oh, yeah. I need that uprise. That gave me what I needed. I feel good about my life. This is wild. It's
incredible.
Are you, man? This started in a dark room.
Yep. And look at us now. First of all, thank you guys for coming out, man. We really appreciate this. This is awesome to see you guys out here supporting.
Wow.
You know, this is cool. This is really cool, man. We're going to have a good time tonight.
I'm kind of speechless. This means a lot to us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we love the podcast probably more than anything. I'd say
it's our favorite thing. I think that's where we really get to show, you know, most of our personality and how we really think. So the fact that you guys are out here and you guys are here witnessing this is going to be really special and amazing. We appreciate it.
Welcome to the Jason and OC podcast, Greenwood Sports Pub and Kitchen and all kind of stuff and bar.
What are you doing with your hands? What is that?
This makes me feel good.
I got you.
About myself. It's the uprise. It does this to me.
Okay, cool.
Okay, does this work for you?
It works for me now.
If you do this, it sounds like you're louder.
Yeah, sound like I got you.
Makes sense. Does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No?
Yeah, no. You got it. You got it.
We got to give the people what they want, OC.
You must. It's important to do that.
What do you? Yes. We're missing something too, Simon. We can't start this podcast without something. OC needs it. He needs it now. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got the popcorn ready.
Every podcast.
All right.
He does that.
I'm going to save this for a little bit later to eat this.
You are?
Right now, we're going to get into what we came here for.
What we came here for, my brother.
What did we come here for, Jason?
I mean, first of all, before we get started, man, I think we need to get one of the OC's greatest hits.
Okay.
Like, I wrote some stories down. I just feel like we need to start with that.
With a story?
Yeah.
One of my crazy stories.
Yes. I want to start there.
Okay.
Can we start there? Yeah. Little OC.
Crazy story. Okay.
Yeah. So I got some ones from the past.
Okay.
Barefoot OC.
Okay.
OC and Waitrose.
Okay.
The Rain God in Nigeria.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Okay. This one right here is teetering on the fence of us getting canceled from the podcast.
Okay.
Which is your overall objective.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to bring an end to it.
Yeah. This is when you got a $100 loan from a friend. Okay. It was a $100 loan.
Yeah.
And then you went to the strip club with it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
That's terrible.
That is, you're making me feel bad now.
Well, it was a great story. So, I mean,
so
you have the choice because it's your story.
Yeah.
And I love them all.
Okay. So.
Wait, we have a request.
The strip club story. You want to hear the
strip club story?
Okay. In case you were wondering, you know I smile and, you know, I'm really not a good guy. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. So, this is crazy. So, I am in college. And in college, we're all broke. We have nothing, like no money. J-Bell, you know, maybe they were giving J-Bell some money under the table. They weren't giving me any. He went to a big school. I went to a small school. So I had this girl who I was dating. Her name was Tanita. Loved her. Really, really nice girl. Wonderful girl. I enjoyed my time that I had with her. And so we had Christmas break, so I was going to go home. But obviously, I was broke. I didn't have any money. So I go to Tanita. I'm like, listen, please, I'm going to need a little money because, you know, I don't have any money. I can't even get home. I don't know how I'm going to get there. Can you please do me this favor and give me some money? And she looked at me. She loved me so much. She was like, you know what, OC? I got you, man. I'm going to give you this money. So she gives me $100. I didn't know this was the last $100 she had. So she gave me the $100. I go home. I go to Auburn, Alabama. What do I do with this money? I go straight to a strip club. So I'm in there making it rain with the little $100 this lady gave me. About a week goes by, I now go back to Troy, Alabama, and I go see my girlfriend, and she's there, and she's sad. I'm like, man, what happened? She was like, man, I got arrested. I'm like, you got arrested? What'd you get arrested for? She was like, man, listen, I was driving with no insurance and, you know, the police arrested me. I was like, why would you do something so stupid as drive with no insurance? She was like, you know what? The money I was supposed to use to pay for my insurance, I gave you that $100. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, this girl got arrested, giving me the $100 that I used to make it rain in the strip club. I have never lived that down. One of the worst moments of my life was when she told me she got arrested for giving me $100. I never told her what I used that money for because things wouldn't have...
Why am I laughing? That's terrible.
Because you're a bad guy, Jason.
But I know your heart.
Yeah.
I know your heart.
Yeah.
Can I have one more?
You want another one?
I want to relive the Barefoot Osi story.
Okay.
Because it's just...
So you really
it can happen to
anybody. You put me on the spot. You put me on the spot here.
I like that.
But it's okay. So I'll give you that story. And this one is really, really messed up. So I'm taking my son to school. I call the Uber driver. Uber's taking us to school, to his school. So as I'm in the car, my son tells me, oh, Dad, we got swimming today. And, you know, I didn't bring any swimming shoes. They don't want us to wear sneakers into the little swim area. I'm like, all right, cool. So I just so happened to have on flip-flops. So I was like, okay, you know what? You know what, son? You can have my shoes. That's fine. You can wear my flip-flops, take them into school. We'll be fine. Uber's going to drop me off right by my house anyway. So, you know, I can just hop out my house barefoot. And, you know, it's fine. You're my son. Enjoy yourself. What I forgot was I had put a stop because my wife had told me, listen, we need to bring some water back for the house. So on the way back, I put a stop at Waitrose. So we now driving back. Yeah, I've dropped my son off. He has my shoes. I'm barefoot in the Uber. We're driving back, and the driver stops at Waitrose. And I'm so preoccupied, I don't even think. I just get out the car, and I start walking into Waitrose barefoot. And then all of a sudden, I think to myself, I'm like, oh, my God. I am barefoot in Waitrose. Now, the house is maybe half a kilometer away, and Waitrose is right here. So now I have to think to myself, I'm like, okay, what do I do here? Do I go home or do I walk into this Waitrose barefoot and buy the water? What do you guys think I did? I walked into the Waitrose barefoot to go buy the water.
That man provides.
I'm walking around Waitrose getting water barefoot, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope nobody sees what the heck is going on in here. The two-time Super Bowl champion walking around in barefoot in Waitrose. They're going to be like, this guy's done. He's finished. Yeah, it was. That's my Waitrose story, man. My barefoot OC Waitrose story.
Was it cold?
It was freezing. And I was walking around barefoot in Waitrose. Terrible human being I am, ladies
and gentlemen. Did anybody get you any money on the way home?
No. They didn't. I mean, who's going to approach a big black guy like, here? usually not the people who they give money to. Anyway. My bad. What else you got for us?
Hey, man, I just wanted to start with that, man, and then do what we do on every podcast, which
okay.
is we don't have a script. We flat out wing it.
Yep.
And we hope for the best.
Yes, we do.
And most of the time, I end up sweating and nervous
yeah.
because my mom's going to listen to it later, and I don't know what I said.
You're already sweating, J-Bell.
Because I feel like it's happening. I feel like you're just warming up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure what's on your mind, but before we get there, we got the Super Bowl.
Yes, we do.
We got the Super Bowl. Is everybody excited for the Super Bowl? Yeah. I saw some Green Bay fans earlier, and I just felt you're just so close.
Yeah.
You were so, so close.
Were they really that close?
We didn't think they were going to be that close, but yeah. they were. I mean, listen.
Were they really that close?
They were. they were that close.
Were they really?
Yeah, it was the last game.
I don't know, man. I was a... Green Bay, in my opinion, was a terrible football team. They were the worst 13-3 team that I've ever seen in my life.
But you are what your record is, so.
Oh, she's angry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, we don't want any problems.
I'm sorry. Our
visa is tied to me acting good in this country.
Yo,
no problems.
Those Green Bay fans are serious.
No, they don't mess around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
their stadium's in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yeah. But I didn't like Green Bay's team. I would watch them, and, you know, they just weren't beating anybody convincingly. So I was like, yeah, this is a okay team. I didn't see them making it as far as they did. But, you know, they did. They did.
So what? As far as this matchup's concerned,
yeah,
we got the best two teams, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Best two teams. Okay. What are your thoughts? It's early, right? We haven't formulated our true opinion yet because we don't really have one. Mm-hmm. But if we did, it wouldn't be right now.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
This is the one time I can think of in my entire broadcasting career, I'm at a loss. I don't know what's going to happen here. I couldn't tell you who's going to win the game. I couldn't tell you anything. Like, I'm trying to put my mind around where the game is going to be won and lost, who has the advantage here. I mean, Kansas City, defensively, they're playing really, really well. You would want to think that, oh, it's going to be Mahomes and that whole show, and then it's going to be an offensive battle because of the way San Francisco runs the football. Yeah. But Kansas City's defense is playing really well. And I think offensively, San Francisco is going to run the ball. They're going to try to keep Patrick Mahomes off the football field.
Yep.
It's going to be a really, really dynamic football game, and I couldn't tell you who's going to win.
There's going to be some winners early in the week.
Okay.
You and me in Miami.
Yeah.
That's who's going to win.
That's going to be big. That's going to be big.
Can you promise to try to keep me out of trouble?
I'm going to keep you out of trouble, J-Bell. Yeah, I will. I'll definitely keep you out of trouble because I can't get in any trouble myself.
Yep. So that's what we'll do. I need your guidance.
Yeah.
OC's always pulling me back. I'm like that close to the edge, and he's like, don't do it. It's not good for your future.
Yeah, J-Bell be trying to get it in, man.
Yeah, it's Miami.
You got to watch J-Bell. You got to keep your eyes on this guy, ladies and gentlemen.
it's cool.
Yeah.
I always like to ask these questions because never played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The first one you were in, I was there, but I was on injured reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Just get into the insight of a player. Like, what is that week like? And all the hoopla going on. But, I mean, the players aren't involved with that. Like, nobody gets caught up. Though we did have one guy in Arizona.
He wasn't a player, though.
He was. He got caught up and he got sent home.
Yeah, but he was a practice squad guy.
Yeah, so. He didn't really count.
Yeah, he doesn't count. His life didn't matter.
They sent him home so quick. Coughlin had him on the plane. They probably sent him in a middle seat, too, all the way back to New York. Oh, man.
This big ass. He's sitting there like this. I think what happens is they try to make it as normal as possible. Everything outside is going to be crazy. Obviously, you know how the hoopla, the media scrutiny, the entire country just shuts down for the entire week, and they just focus solely on these two teams. So it's a lot going on outside of that, but then you get on the practice field, you're laser focused, you practice well, you practice hard, you practice fast, and you go home. I tried to make everything as normal as possible, man. To be honest with you, the first Super Bowl that we won, I don't really understand how we did it, to be honest with you. I think the entire week we were so relaxed. Like, you would think that we were the New England Patriots,
right,
and, you know, they were the underdog because we really felt like we were the better team. We thought we were going to go out there and win. We were really calm, and we went out there and performed.
Came in as a wild card, had to push all the way through, and you kind of were the underdog, right?
Yeah. And I think it was. And if you think of all the stuff that we had been through to get to that particular situation, and nobody was giving us a chance to win. So I think inside we were just like, hey, we're playing with house's money. It didn't matter.
Yep.
You know, nobody thought we were going to win anyway except for us. So we just went out there and balled. It was cool.
So there's a big media day on Monday.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's like it's chaotic.
Yeah.
Didn't you miss a media day?
I did miss it.
How much did you get fined for missing a media day?
$20,000 I got fined for missing media day.
Now,
fine for missing media day, 20 grand.
You got to explain how the hell you missed media day.
Okay.
How is that possible? They put everybody on a bus.
Give me a second. Let me explain myself.
Okay. All right.
So, I went to the first media day.
Yep.
But there's two. So, you didn't know that, did you?
Because I never played in the Super Bowl. How would I know?
Exactly. So, there's two. There's one Monday, and then there's one Tuesday. Now, Tuesday isn't a crazy one. Tuesday is just, you know, the regular is just the players. There's not a bunch of fans, none of that, just the players and the media. So I went to the one on Monday, did my duties. I looked on the sheet, and on the sheet where Coughlin lists everything that you're supposed to do, it says media day, but in quotations, it doesn't say mandatory. Now, Coughlin, if it was mandatory, he would put mandatory on there. So he didn't put mandatory on there. So, you know, I'm looking, I'm like, man, I don't want to go to this. So I go home. I'm like, I'm not going to this media day, so I'm just chilling. So the next, I'm going to tell you about Roger Goodell, your boy Roger Goodell here.
Your boy?
Yeah.
Well, he is my boy now.
He's your boy.
Roger, you're my boy.
I'm going to tell all of you about Roger Goodell right now, because Roger is a really, really good friend of mine, and I'm going to tell you what this man did. First of all, I have to tell you how me and Roger became.
This is how we're going to get kicked off the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. This is how it's going
to
happen.
Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you how me and Roger became friends. So Roger in 2008 decides he's going to take me to on a USO tour, which is like we went to like Iraq, Afghanistan. We went to go visit all the military. So it's me, it's Roger Goodell, it's Drew Brees, and we're sleeping in the same room. Me and Roger Goodell and Drew sleeping in the same room, traveling on planes together. Me and him formed a really, really tight bond because we're around each other 24 hours a day. We'd wake up at 4 a.m., go work out, all this good stuff. So come back from the USO tour, and, you know, me and Roger, we link up. We still stay in touch. We're being cool. Everybody's friends. So 2011 rolls by. Me and Roger have kept in touch this whole time. This happened in 2008. So 2011 comes by. We go to the Super Bowl. Obviously, we win the Super Bowl. But during that week was when I got fined the $20,000 for missing Media Day. So now, Super Bowl is over. I'm walking on the field, and I see who? Who do I see? Roger Goodell. And he comes up to me. He's like, OC, my guy. He runs up to me, gives me a big hug. We're like, OC, you did it, man. I can't believe you did it. I'm like, yeah, Roger, man. This is so cool. But I got to ask you something. I got a letter. This is a true story on the Super Bowl field. I'm like, Roger, I got a letter and I got fined $20,000 for missing, you know, media day, but it didn't say mandatory. I was like, you know, me and you, we spent all this time together. You're my boy. We've been to dinner. I know your wife. I know your kids. I'm like, you're going to take care of this, aren't you? He looks me dead in my eyes and he's like, nah. What do you mean? You missed the meeting. You're going to pay your fine. And I looked at him for a second, and then I just started laughing. I was like, you have to respect. You got to respect somebody who is that disciplined that he's willing to, he wouldn't even overlook that fine for one of his good friends, man. Roger, man, he's a crazy guy. Be careful. Look out for him.
Man, I'm scared to laugh because I feel like I could get fired.
Yeah, no, you can't get fired.
I'm tied to your contract.
I got you.
That's good.
You're good to go.
That's good enough. Because I'm quite nervous because my whole career I was the guy that was almost out of the door.
Yeah.
Like I remember all these Coughlin stories. Tom Coughlin, I'm standing on the sideline, and I'm hurt. I'm injured with two good players and then me. So Coughlin comes down yelling at guys, when are you going to get healthy? The one guy starts cussing back at Coughlin. They go at it. The other guy, Tiki Barber, looks at him crazy. He just keeps walking by. And he comes to me, when are you going to get healthy? When are you going to do it? And I looked at him and said, I don't know, sir. My buddy goes, why did you let him talk to you like that? I said, man, I don't know. He could cut me today. I'm on my way out of here. So it's good to have friends like this
For sure. And
keep you employed.
Yeah.
And keep you employed.
Did I see a Kansas City jersey in here somewhere? Is there Kansas City fans?
No. Oh, right in the front. We got the team. That's a schmedium jersey too. That fits good. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
How do you feel about that quarterback, man? Patrick Mahomes? Yeah.
I feel great. I feel like everybody's chasing this whole franchise quarterback, right? Yeah. They throw it out there like it's easy. Mm-hmm. But that he is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
To find something like that is so difficult. You have to look at everybody involved with that and give them credit. But, you know, he has all the skills. He possesses the raw talent. And his aptitude for the game is just amazing.
Yeah.
He's with Andy Reid. And I think when you're with a coach, we always talk about how important coaching is. Because a bad coach can mess a good player up quickly. Mm. And when you have a talented player that's a coach is inputting the right information, it's a dangerous combination. And you see that with him. I mean, he's got all the answers to the test. And the one thing I like about him more than anything is, you know, in the U.S., people are getting so sports specific. They play one sport. But he was a baseball guy. His dad was a pitcher. And Drew Brees is like this also. It's the arm angles.
Yeah.
He's used to being a shortstop, catching the ball, throwing it at all these different angles, and that's why he's so successful out there because he can adjust his body in any way and make these throws. And think about him in 5-6 years. He's going to see everything, every defense you can possibly do. As long as he stays healthy, Kansas City will be a dynasty until he leaves that team or retires.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree. I think he's fantastic. I think there's a quarterback who could be better than him, though.
A quarterback playing now.
Could be.
Same age group.
Could be. should, well, not should, but could be better than him. You know who?
Lamar?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. Absolutely. I believe he has the tools physically to be better than Patrick Mahomes. But I think his coaching staff is limiting him.
Yeah, he don't like the coaching staff.
I don't.
I can agree with that. Now, does everybody like watching Lamar Jackson, like the way he plays? Like, it's exciting, right? You'll show up to the games and stuff. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And OC said something early in the year, and he said, I think this coaching staff is lazy.
Yes.
They are depending on his skill set too much and not teaching him other ways of being successful.
Yeah.
I disagreed at first. Yeah. I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
I don't say that often, but when I do, I'm usually wrong, and I admit it. Yeah. Because when it came down to it, you were right. I think that next year they need to give him, put more on his plate and say that when they take away these options, this is how you need to react. Now, one thing we always say about the NFL is there's a lot of parity in players, but not coaches.
Yeah.
And I like Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, but I think you're right. I think the thing Lamar has is when you look what's happening in college football, the offensive lines aren't the same.
Yeah.
They don't have as much time to practice. So it's easy to get a person that can just execute a running style offense, you know.
Yeah.
So, but you can't find a lot of Lamars. I mean, he's just a different athlete. He's like playing against Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Which he embarrassed me, by the way.
You just mentioned a name, honestly, that made me think about something. You mentioned Greg Roman.
Yep.
And he was the coordinator under Harbaugh when Colin Kaepernick.
Yep, he was.
He was in the league.
They had success because the way he morphed the offense when Colin Kaepernick was a quarterback, yes.
And I've been thinking a lot about this whole Colin Kaepernick situation, and I've come to the realization that Colin Kaepernick shouldn't be allowed back in the NFL.
Of course he should.
I said he shouldn't.
Wait, what?
Shouldn't.
You said shouldn't.
Shouldn't, no.
Are we going to do this here?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Listen, follow my reasoning here. Follow my reasoning.
I'm not ready for this.
No, follow my reasoning. Follow my reasoning.
Sweat might start.
Follow my reasoning, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Colin Kaepernick obviously should be in the NFL, one of the greatest quarterbacks. Well, not one of the greatest, but he's a really, really good football player, yeah? Okay, now.
Top 60.
Now, him being allowed back in the league will be good for him. It'll be good for the NFL. But I think it would be bad for the rest of the players. And here's why I say that. Because the NFL is 70% black, right? You're a DB. I'm a defensive lineman, yeah? Yep. I wouldn't intercept the ball if Colin Kaepernick threw it.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't.
You're telling me you...
I wouldn't even sack him. I'd be like, oh, Colin. I want to, but...
I want you to ball out.
Look at him running. I can't do anything about that. They're going to throw the ball. You're going to be like batting it down. Like, oh, I should have had an interception, but it's Colin Kaepernick. So I think for the rest of
us. You think people would sabotage their own careers?
I'm telling you right now, if I had a clean shot on Colin Kaepernick, if I was a player, I would turn that shot down. I'd be like,
I need him out here.
Just lay down, Colin. It's okay. And I think that's why Colin Kaepernick being in the league would be bad for the rest of the play. That's just my opinion. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
There's no chance I would let anything go on because I was fighting every day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I remember playing against Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
And he was old.
Yeah.
He was it was so bad.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want to, like, when he blocked me, I just was kind of like, hey, Jerry.
Your respect.
Hey, Jerry. It's like, okay.
Your respect,
where you
right?
want me to go?
Respect.
You know?
It's respect.
It is, because it was Jerry, you know? It was.
So I mean, you feel me? In a way.
In a way, but I get where you're going.
Yeah.
I get where you're going.
That's the only reason why.
Is there anything else on your mind? Because this is getting...
Any controversial issues that...
No!
That just kicked off the NFL? I mean, my whole goal is to stop doing this podcast. That's the whole goal.
He started that.
Yeah, and it became an NFL...
What is Simon laughing about, by the way?
It wasn't our thing. It was our thing, and then all of a sudden it morphed into like an NFL podcast. Yeah. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, let's see how far we can go, because I want to see when the NFL is going to be like, you know what, this has to end. And so if there's anything crazy you guys want to discuss, throw it at me, man. Let's do it.
OC's ready. OC's ready. We like the questions, too. That's why we're here. We wanted to interact with our peeps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have one question. Really, okay. Real talk. Eli retired, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Eli Manning today announced.
Shout out to Eli. Shout out to Eli.
And,
shout out to our QB.
As a person who played so long with him,
yeah.
What do you have to say about that, his career? I mean, Eli.
I'm happy for him. Think about what he did, 16 years in the NFL. Fantastic guy, fantastic teammate. Just the things he was able to do as a player and as a person in that media market. Great guy. He was a great teammate to me. I really enjoyed being around him. Me and him would talk like before every game, especially the games where it was hot. He was a nice guy, man. I'm happy for him. He made a bunch of money, won 2 Super Bowls. He did everything necessary. He went to the Pro Bowl. This guy's going to be a Hall of Fame player. So, you know, shout out to Eli Manning, man.
One of the hardest workers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You never, I had come from Houston. We had another quarterback. He didn't work as hard.
Yeah.
I watched Eli when I got there. He spent more time in that building than anybody.
Yeah.
That's why you won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, I would say.
D-line.
So, I mean, that's what I would say, but yeah, Eli was a big part of that.
You're going to realize how I can't read. Oh, so you got the first one.
Okay.
Oh, God, this one's funny, too. I got one. Go ahead. You got the first
one. Dean Pacini.
That sounds like he has an Italian restaurant on the Upper East Side in New York.
Oh, man, I love Italian food.
You do?
Oh, my goodness.
What happened with Italian? Oh, you were just in Italy.
Yeah, I was, man, and I had some really good Italian food. Yeah.
Okay.
Dean Pacini. Of the 2 teams in the Super Bowl, which would you most like to play for? Wow, that's a great question.
The 2 teams in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, for me, it would have to be the San Francisco 49ers. It would have to be. No, hear me out. And the only reason why is because they placed a heavy emphasis on their defensive line. And their defensive line is the most dominant unit in football. I was a defensive end. To be fair, to be completely honest with you guys, I was the best defensive end in football. And so I would have really enjoyed playing on that football team. What about you?
I was going to say San Fran coming from the West Coast, but I started thinking, and things started clicking, and I realized it's cheaper in Kansas City.
That is true.
So I'm going to make less money.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the cheaper place.
Yeah,
and you know, you could be, you know, it's just, I feel like I could stay for a while.
I got you.
It's expensive in San Fran, right?
Makes sense, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to read all 3 quickly.
Just put your old man glasses on.
Yeah. Michael Strahan correctly highlighted that Jay Bell lost his edge. What, can OC and Jason pinpoint exactly when this happened? When did I lose my? Oh, another one.
I know when you lost your edge.
2. Exactly how short are Jay Bell's arms? Will Jay Bell buy audience round of drinks every time special teams is mentioned? I will buy. Who wrote this? Was this Simon?
Probably Simon.
Okay,
right,
good. I like, oh, you two are something else.
That's good.
This is good. Okay, first of all, when did I lose my edge?
When did you lose your edge?
Yeah.
It was around the time when you first decided you were going to move to London.
Oh. London made me soft?
I'm not going to say London made you soft, but when you decided you were going to, whatever it was that made you
move. Oh, he's talking about a girl, everybody. He's talking about a lady.
Made you lose your edge, Jay Bell. Because I remember the Jay Bell in.
Yeah, I did lose my edge.
Yeah.
That is the way I lost my edge.
That's exactly how it happened.
Stray was around because Stray was in L.A. when the edge was starting to be lost.
Exactly how it happened, man. So just so you know.
A girl got
lost his edge. Yep.
Yeah, I did. I was so aggressive.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was soft.
Yep.
How short are my arms? Very short because my friends are expensive.
Yeah.
And I like to hang out with them.
Yeah.
But I don't have expensive
credit
limits.
You have expensive tastes, but not expensive pockets.
Yeah. So it's you know, it's like when we're at dinner, straight up, this is how it happens. Dinner's happening. Great. OC's ordering everything. The bill comes. I'm like, yeah, bring it here. And I go, OC goes, no, it's okay.
No, you got
but it. I give it, I get to about right here. And one day he's going to call me out. But yeah, I got short arms, but it's cool.
He's, you know, he gives that, you know, because Jason's a good guy. He gives the, it's like a hot, half-hearted, like he's, you can look, you can tell he's not really trying to put his credit card out. So he's like, he's almost like, OC, can you please stop me because... if it gets out here, I'm going to be in big trouble. So he's like, and I'm like, okay, Jason, you know what? I got you. So his arms are really short for that reason.
He only invites me to dinner because he wants to eat so much food and be so ridiculous. He doesn't want to embarrass himself. True. And he wants me to look like the hoarder.
Yeah. But you do.
This is true.
Yeah, you eat, man. As little as J-Bell is, man, boy.
This is true.
J-Bell goes in.
I do. I love these questions.
J-Bell was sitting. We're at a restaurant one time, and it was the funniest thing. We had eaten so much food, and J-Bell was like this. He was like, oh, I'm full. And then the man, the waiter is like, oh, yeah, we got dessert. And J-Bell's like, yeah, yeah, bring it. I'm like, you just told me you were full. He was like, you know what? I have an extra stomach. I have an extra stomach for dessert. The funniest thing I've ever seen, man. And he sat there and ate all the dessert.
We
man.
Did. It was good. It was good.
Gets it in.
I mean, you got that. You were paying. I had to represent. I had to represent. Yes, I love special teams and all that. Mm. Oh, OC. Yes. OC.
Okay.
What is the worst job you ever had?
Worst job I ever had. That's interesting. I've had two really bad jobs. One, I was a construction worker in college, and let me tell you something, man. When you see those guys out on the street, man, just respect them. That is a tough, tough job to do. Hated that job. Then I was a dishwasher in a restaurant.
Oh.
That sucked. Going around picking up the dishes and, you know, taking them back there and putting them in the dishwasher machine. But you had to kind of, like, spray them off and wash them first before the dishwasher machine got them.
Something important happened.
Liverpool must have scored. Did Liverpool score? Is that what happened? Liverpool just scored. You see how good I am, J-Bell?
The man got instinct.
Incredible. Yeah, so that was my bad job. Didn't like those jobs. Yeah. What about you?
Probably working at a grocery store. Mm. But I felt like, yeah, it was tough.
You were the bagger? You...
Yeah, I was like bagging groceries, bringing in carts. But I was the conference, like, champion. I don't know if it was a conference, like the regional at bagging groceries.
You were good.
I was good because I was trying to like work on hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
Because I figured I was going to go to the league.
Yeah.
I was guessing.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
And so I was like working and I was bagging all fast. And then I realized everybody liked me because they didn't have to bag the groceries.
Mm.
So they would want me over there. But yeah, I was quick.
Yeah.
I was quick. That was my
speaking
own.
Of bagging groceries.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What's up with the
out
up
here?
With them not
yeah. What's up with
groceries?
The no bag groceries out here?
What is going on with that? Like, I remember the first time I came out here and
the face off.
They were scanning. They scanned my goods, and at the end, I'm just looking at the lady like,
"What's
what are we gonna do here?
What's the deal out here?"
And she's looking at me like, "Yeah, you gonna bag your own groceries, buddy?" I'm not used to that. I couldn't understand the whole concept of that. Like, that was a little crazy. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, man. I got this one right here, which I can barely read because I can barely see. But it's about partying with P. Diddy on a podcast. Ooh. Did you party with P. Diddy?
I did once.
You part? Oh! Oh, I remember this story.
I did.
This is the face-off with P. Diddy.
Yeah, I had a face-off with P. Diddy.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good.
That wasn't cool.
Is anybody else, who was the most famous person you partied with? This is for both of us.
Partied with a bunch of famous people.
What was the most ridiculous, though?
It had to have been that face-off with P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And Nelly.
Well, can you recap? Let's recap this story.
It was in a strip club. Most of my bad stories.
I didn't want to start there.
I was in Atlanta, and Atlanta... That's it.
Oh, my. Don't say that out loud.
It was a Magic City. Yeah, it was. So I'm in there, and I had just signed a really big contract.
Couple dollars.
Yeah. And I'm in the strip club, and I'm with one of my friends, and all of a sudden, all I see is just money just hitting me in my face. Just a lot of money just smacking me in my face. And so I look around, and I see P. Diddy, Puffy, and Nelly. And they're up there in Atlanta, which was supposed to be my city, and they're making it rain on me. So I'm like, all right, cool. This is what you guys want to do. I just got paid, so let's make it happen. So I tell the waitress, I'm like, go get me a bunch of money. So she brings out a bunch of money.
I'm
sitting over there, you know, throw money back at P. Diddy. And P. Diddy's a billionaire. And I'm having a competition. In Atlanta with a billionaire, And when I left, I was like, I have to be the stupidest. I couldn't believe some of the dumb things I did, man. Anyway, see how that happened.
What would Nigerian OC say about that performance?
What are you doing?
Oh, the Nigerian national anthem. What, do you stand up? Do you stand? Simon, you are ridiculous.
Nigerian national anthem. Yeah, I'm
not. That didn't
sometimes.
Get the, you're still not out of the Nigerian response though.
Yeah.
I need the.
I mean, he played the Nigerian national anthem. That I can't disrespect
enough.
The Nigerian national anthem.
After that.
Yeah, no.
By the way, Simon, if those that listen to the podcast know, we talk about Simon.
I see him right
He's
there.
He's over there.
That's Simon, right there.
Simon, why, when you shake our hands, is it a different handshake than when you shake people of other skin tones? I just want to know. Like, we stand in front of the office, he shakes our hand, gives us the hole, he goes through it, and he goes and shakes the head of the NFL office,
like,
and
this.
It's straight corporate. I said, who are you? Is that for us and not for those?
Code switching.
Is that how it is?
Simon, it's okay.
All right.
I feel you, Simon. I feel you. I understand.
All right. No, I'm cool with that. OC, what did you buy with your Super Bowl bonus?
That's Super Bowl bonus.
Yeah, when you, you get your Super Bowl, you win the game.
Yeah.
You get that.
Yeah.
We have a question from Claire the Bear.
Oh, Claire the Bear. Where's Claire the Bear at, man? Is she in here?
What is that in your
hand? What's up, man?
Amazing.
Yeah, what did I buy with my Super Bowl bonus? To be honest with you, I don't remember. In case you don't know, the money you get from the Super Bowl is like a dramatic decrease from your regular season money. So it's not like a bunch of money, I don't think. And I don't really remember what I did with it, to be honest with you.
So you bring up something important, and I think this is good to lock in on. When it comes to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and it's the compensation, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's getting paid the same thing.
Yeah.
So the way you broke that down as a team, it was just different, the way you saw it, the way you looked at it, because guys are putting it on the line for far less than they would in the regular season, playing harder than ever before.
Yeah, it's a very unique situation, the way the NFL does this. Say, for instance, you're making $250, 250 pounds per week as a player. Once the playoffs start, that automatically goes down to like 10 pounds. So, and everybody's getting the same amount of money. So there's no hierarchy. Everybody's getting paid the same. So you're almost like, it almost forces you to come together, man. You're not necessarily playing for money. You're just playing necessarily just to move to the next stage. It's a really unique situation, man. There's no stats. Nothing really matters, man. Everybody's just trying to advance, because if you lose, kind of like Green Bay lost, if you lose, I'm sorry. If you lose, you might as well have not made the playoffs at all, because you gained nothing. You went to the playoffs. You made a lot less money than you would have. And then on top of that, you put extra wear and tear in your body, and you gain nothing if you don't win the Super Bowl. So it's a really unique thing, the way they set that up. But I think it works, man. It serves to bring the team closer together.
Yeah, I think the dynamics of that, as far as the NFL as a sport, it's just amazing that they figured that out.
Yeah.
Because when you get into playoffs, the level of competition, I mean, you just play harder.
Yeah.
It just changes, and I never even thought about that, because I needed that little extra money.
Yeah.
So that was good for me.
Yeah, it was good for
you. But, you know, I'm just saying. I got a question, OC.
Okay.
Because I don't even have this answer, because I don't even know what I'm asking.
Okay.
Who can skull a pint quicker?
Who can skull a pint quicker?
Yeah.
What is that?
What is skull a pint?
What does that mean? Oh, chug it. Oh, definitely not me. Definitely J. Bell.
You didn't spend no time in the frat houses.
I did not. We didn't
I'm
have
I'm a professional frat drinker.
Yeah.
It's an art.
Yeah, you are. You're very good at it, but I get out of here with that nonsense.
What?
Because you drink wine, like.
But that's because
I'm. You got the wine like this. Like, you're not a professional drinker.
I used to drink a lot of beer. But you know what? When you get competitive, you win.
Yeah?
Yeah, you.
Well, let's find out.
Shit. I don't want no parts of this. I don't. Is it? That's the one way to get kicked off. We can try though. We can try later.
Listen, you got to give the people what they want. We can demanded.
We can try later.
People have demanded to see what happens. So you know.
I gotta.
I feel like we should do that live on air.
I mean, we have to now because you didn't talk about.
Do we have any beer?
OC doesn't even drink. He doesn't even drink.
I don't drink. But for the people who showed up today, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Absolutely. Yeah, this is going to be crazy. That's like a tall.
Y'all see what's going on right here? This is just not even right.
Like a tall beer. And because I don't drink, if I drink this, you're going to have to carry me out of here. Are we ready? Are we doing this?
Can you finish your conversation?
They're not interested in the conversation. They want to see this.
I'm going to lose. OC, are we really doing this?
Got to.
9, 8, 7, 6.
That guy's serious.
5, 4,
I have to finish it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
I got a brain freeze.
3 months!
Woo! Why would you do that for fun?
This is gonna get real interesting.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Okay.
And I don't even drink, and I beat you.
You, man, listen, that don't mean you, yo.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses.
I'm just saying. I thought I beat you. I was watching you.
Not one person in here wants to hear your excuses. I beat you.
How you beat me? I looked at you. You have foam in yours still.
Ask the people. Who won? I beat you. Fair and square. Hey. I'm going to buy a round for everybody in here.
He's dead serious. Let's go.
Everybody, beer on me.
Yeah. He's serious.
I'm just serious.
Come on,
man.
Let's do it. Hey. Okay. This is what happens.
That's the uprise.
Uprise. I'm sweating. I'm nervous.
That's tough. Yeah.
This is how we're going to get kicked off here.
For sure. Oh, so we did this NFL podcast.
Yeah. Can we drink on podcast live?
We just did.
Man, I'm drunk. You're not. Come on.
I'm not drunk, but yeah.